2 years ago today, on this very day, I fell down the side of a mountain in Portugal and broke both of my feet. Now, this was not the way my Camino de Santiago pilgrimage was supposed to go. Some of you know this story. Alone in a strange land, in a remote forest on the side of the mountain, while it was raining hard and there were no other people around, I had no idea what to do. I was lying on the ground in disbelief, and I had to grow my trust quickly that somehow I would make it out alive because no one was coming to get me there. And I remember protesting to the universe that I had trusted that I would be safe on this sabbatical journey. And the universe was breaking my trust. Seemingly, the universe had different plans for me. Now, in hindsight, I realized I had to face these challenging circumstances to grow my trust in life and to truly learn that love is everywhere and to give me the strength to make it through the next 2 years. And at that time, I couldn't foresee how I was going to make it through that situation and heal and get to the other side. So all I could do was surrender to the moment and trust that there was some greater plan to all of this. And much as I was scared and angry and wanted to wish away what was happening, I simply had to accept what was. I had to navigate one moment at a time and be open to everything and trust that I was going to make it through. Looking back, my friends, I got so much from that difficult time. A deeper trust, greater strength and resilience, as well as a growing faith in people, in life, and in love. And it makes me think about what we're going through now as a country and as a world. And I sometimes wonder if this planetary chaos unfortunately has to happen for humanity to evolve. That the dissolution and damage that is being done to our systems, our planet, and to so many people is somehow sadly inevitable before we can wake up and enter a new era of greater consciousness, wisdom, and healing. Now, that's not to say we don't act in the meantime, that we don't do our part to keep moving the world towards the vision that we hope for. Indeed, what's happening now may strengthen our call to rise up, to protect one another and our planet fervently. It may evolve our ability to hope and grow our trust that we will make it through this time together stronger, more resilient, wiser, and more connected as a community and humanity. So when we're in fear and doubt, we somehow have to hold on to that seed of hope and trust. But rather than just sharing my learning about growing trust, I wanted to take this time for us all together to spend the next few minutes in a practice of Lectio Divina around a poem by Rosemary Watolo Traumer, called Growing Trust. Are you game? So Lectio Divina is otherwise known as sacred reading, and it's an ancient spiritual practice of slow meditative engagement with a text, traditionally sacred readings or scripture. But today we're going to use poetry as a source of wisdom. There's a lot of wisdom in poetry, right? In fact, many people say that you use sacred scripture as Mary Oliver. So. Poetry invites us to listen deeply beyond analysis and open ourselves to insight, meaning, and transformation. So Lectio Divina unfolds in four different stages. The first is Lectio, which is reading or listening. We're going to hear the words and just notice what touches you, what stands out to you. Then the second time through, it's meditatio, so we're going to reflect and let the words stir within us, noticing any phrases that resonate for you personally. Then the third time is called oratio, responding. Listen for what life is asking of you in response through this poem. And the final time is called contemplatio, or resting, contemplating. Let go of effort and simply be present with whatever has been stirred inside you, whatever has emerged. So we move through these four stages together, creating space for wisdom to arise within us. And it's a way of listening deeply with our hearts. There's no need to analyze or do some kind of dissertation about this poem or interpret. Just listen and let the words flow through you and meet you where you are. Trust that whatever arises in you is exactly what you need in this moment. So let us begin with some centering and three deep breaths together, dropping into the silence within. So as I read the poem for the first time, I invite you to listen deeply and let it wash through you. After I read it, we will have a moment of silence to let it sink in. Growing trust. Now, since I've tasted trust in life, would I ever slip again into armor? The armor of an insincere smile, sometimes as dangerous as the armor of a sword. Why would I ever try to know what to say, how to act, how to plan, when with zero effort of my own, life itself will move through me, will rise up in me to meet itself? Of course, like the child I am, I forget this trust. I slip back into habit, believe I need protection, fear I am isolated. But I have fallen in love with life at a time when that might seem impossible. And this strange fact alone seems enough to remind me to ditch the armor, to cast wide my arms, to unsheath my heart and say, yes, life, I trust you. I serve you. Why would I not trust life? It would be like a seed evading the rain, like a sunflower just unfurling, trying to avoid the sun. And now for our second reading. I invite you to notice if a particular word or phrase catches your attention. Let it settle into your heart without trying to understand why. And Matt is going to read our poem this time.
Growing trust. Now, since I've tasted trust in life, why would I ever slip again into armor? The armor of an insincere smile, sometimes as dangerous as the armor of a sword. Why would I ever try to know what to say, how to act, how to plan, when, with zero effort of my own, life itself will move through me, will rise up in me to meet itself? Of course, like the child I am, I forget this trust. I slip back into habit, believe I need protection, fear I am isolated. But I have fallen in love with life at a time when that might seem impossible, and this strange fact alone seems enough to remind me to ditch the armor, to cast wide my arms, to unsheath my heart and say, yes, life, I trust you, I serve you. Why would I not trust life? It would be like a seed evading the rain, like a sunflower just unfurling, trying to avoid the sun.
So as we read the poem a third time, I invite you to listen within for any feelings, images, or memories that arise from this poem. How does this poem speak to your life right now? What is it asking of you? Is there an invitation for you in this poem? Growing trust. Now, since I've tasted trust in life, why would I ever slip again into armor? The armor of an insincere smile, sometimes as dangerous as the armor of a sword. Why would I ever try to know what to say, how to act, how to plan, when with zero effort of my own, life itself will move through me, will rise up in me to meet itself? Of course, like the child I am, I forget this trust. I slip back into habit, believe I need protection, fear I am isolated. But I have fallen in love with life at a time when that might seem impossible. And this strange fact alone seems enough to remind me to ditch the armor, to cast wide my arms, to unsheath my heart and say, yes, life, I trust you, I serve you. Why would I not trust life? It would be like a seed evading the rain, like a sunflower just unfurling, trying to avoid the sun. And now Matt will read the poem one last time. And I invite you to be curious and present with whatever has arisen for you, whatever has surfaced. Contemplate any messages on how you might grow trust in your own way.
Growing trust. Now, since I've tasted trust in life, why would I ever slip again into armor? The armor of an insincere smile, sometimes as dangerous as the armor of a sword. Why would I ever try to know what to say, how to act, how to plan, when with zero effort of my own, life itself will move through me, will rise up to meet itself? Of course. Like the child I am, I forget this trust. I slip back into old habit, believe I need the protection, fear that I am isolated. But I have fallen in love with life at a time when that might seem impossible, and this strange fact alone seems enough to remind me to ditch the armor, to cast wide my arms, to unsheath my heart and say, yes, life, I trust you. I serve you. Why would I not trust life? It would be like a seed evading the rain, like a sunflower just unfurling, trying to avoid the sun.
Who knew we would have Laurence Olivier among us today? Oh. So now I invite you to turn to someone near you and share briefly what emerged for you in this practice. And you might wish to discuss a word or a phrase that resonated with you, or a question that arose for you, or an insight about trust in your own life, or anything else that emerged for you. Take about a minute each, speaking from your own experience, and listening deeply to your partner without interruption or advice. And those online might wish to share some thoughts about your experience in the chat. And I will ring the chime to end our time of conversation. Please find someone to share with now. You get the mic. Matt. This is what I was asking. If you can bring your sharing to a close. So, my friends, I know it's fun to chat, and you can chat more about it in the coffee room afterwards, in the coffee lounge. How has this contemplative practice helped you in growing trust? What did you notice about your own relationship with trust during our time together? Please raise your hand if you're interested, and Matt will bring you the microphone to share briefly. And I'll also check the Zoom chat to see if anyone wants to share something.
Well, I trust nature. Nature teaches us the truth and punishes us when we don't accept the truth. And so some humans are trustworthy, some others are not, but nature is the ultimate.
Nature is ultimately trustworthy for you.
Trustworthy.
Okay, thank you. Who else would like to speak? Who else would like to share an aha or something that?
Thank you. I was thinking about that insincere smile and how difficult that can be, because you want to figure out if, well, what is the person actually feeling? And, you know, and if you're the person giving the insincere smile, you know, why aren't I giving my sincere feelings? Mm. And am I allowed to be unhappy? And, you know, but also that insincere smile, you know, can be a very untrustworthy thing. They have a thing called the duper's delight, where if somebody's lying to you, but they can't help but do a little smile. So that can be very dangerous. But
thank you, Michael. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Who else? Over here, Ayana.
Come on, man.
Mad respect for the microphone runner. A long time ago, I didn't trust life at all, and I wanted out in the worst way. And it's taken me a long time to develop a trust of life. Like, looking at my children, like, for a long time, I was like, you guys will be fine. But now I've sort of realized that I need to be there for them. And I need to help them develop and grow, even though they're like, whatever, Mom. So, that trust in life can be really hard.
Just the concept of growing trust and how when things are seemingly going not so well, we can grow trust. And when things are seemingly going well, we can grow trust and how there's different skill sets in each of those opportunities. Mm-hmm. That really struck a chord with me.
Mm, thank you. Back here, back row, Melanie.
The part that struck me was how easily we go revert to our childhood inner feelings about trust and distrust, and how it's so important to remind ourselves that we aren't that little person again, and that we do have power, and that we can trust in life.
Mm, thank you. Very important reminder. Anyone else? One last comment. Yes, our birthday girl.
Birthday girl.
Birthday girl.
I have two friends with life-threatening illnesses, and in the past, I've always worried about what do you say to people who are, you know, you can't really offer hope. But I realized it's not that important what I say. It's important if I listen. And if and when I'm ever in that situation, I hope someone will listen to me. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Thank you. And we have some important thoughts here on Zoom. Thank you, folk, for sharing. Leanne writes, relax and be my sincere self. And Candy writes, trusting life feels like a position of privilege. It's a luxury out of reach for children in poverty. Absolutely. Yes, very important to share. Thank you, Candy. All right, my friends. Well, what a rich time to hear your reflections. And thank you all for being willing to experiment with this practice of Lectio Divina. And I invite you to keep exploring what growing trust in your own life means and to keep having conversations with one another about it. So now I invite us to rise in body or spirit for our closing song, remembering that even when we don't know where we're going,